Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm Management Specialist, Alexis Stevens. All right, Alexis, you're getting ready for a farm bill meeting just to kind of go over the farm bill that's currently in effect with people. When is that going to be and what are you going to kind of talk about in that?
That's right. So that will be on February 2nd at 5 o'clock at the Guthrie County Extension Office. And we're going to talk about the decisions that we need to make, the elections we need to make with the FSA office, whether we want to choose ARC or PLC. And this is the same decision that we've been making since the 2018 Farm Bill. So it's something that's very familiar to our farmers. They've been doing this for a few years now. So we may even decide that we're going to stay with the same choice that we made last year, and that's fine, but they still need to get into contact with the FSA office and make that election. If you decide you want to make some changes, maybe you chose PLC last year and think, well, that's not a really good option with the prices this year. I want to switch over to ARC. So if you want to make that change, you've got to get in there before March 15th. You can't do it afterwards. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the decision-making tools that come with that. We have a really nice spreadsheet where you can start plugging in your own numbers and say, oh, these are my yields. These are my county yields. This is what I think the price is going to be. Will I get a payout? And so you can go through that scenario and see those different price points where it might trigger a payout.
All right. And for those that may not know, what do ARC and PLC stand for?
So ARC is the Agriculture Risk Coverage. And so that was something that was new in the 2014 Farm Bill. And then again, the 2018, they reauthorized that. It's kind of a combination of where you have a yield loss and a revenue loss, then that would trigger a payment sort of similar to an insurance payment. So if we saw some sort of disaster where we had some drought, which we've had lately, where we had really low yields, and then if we also saw the price of the grain, corn, or soybeans going down, then that might trigger a payment. So that's where we might want to choose ARC. PLC is price loss coverage. So with that one, it's based off of what the price of grain is doing. And so we've got really high prices right now. Our reference point for corn is $6.80, and our bean price right now, that market year, is $14. What would trigger a payment for PLC would be if corn was to drop down to $3.70 or beans were dropped to $8.40. So most people are not choosing PLC, especially for corn, because we think it's pretty unlikely, and I sure hope that prices won't go that low. But there are some insurance, crop insurance options out there where you have to choose PLC. And so if you have the SCO special insurance that you can add onto your crop insurance, you have to choose PLC. But the FSA office isn't going to check with your crop insurance person to make sure that you chose the right one. So that's on you, the farmer, to go in there and make sure that if you have added SCO insurance, that you add the PLC to those acres and to that crop, because otherwise you're not getting paid out.
All right. And kind of looking at the farm bill itself, just what is in there so that people who may need an update or may not know exactly what's in there can be brought back up to speed on it.
What's really important in these farm bills, the last couple of farm bills, and what will be important going forward are the risk management tools. You know, farming is incredibly risky. We have markets that fluctuate. We can't control the weather. There's only so much that you can do to mitigate that risk. And so what is important to us as grain farmers and even in livestock is that we have sort of a fallback in addition to insurance, something that safety net that will catch us in the event of major disasters. Things like the derecho that we had in a lot of the areas, that's a safety net. If you were to completely lose your crop, can you imagine, when we're talking farming where we have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the cost of production every year, and now you have no income? Well, there's that safety net, because I don't think anybody would want to farm without any safety net at all. So that's the big thing about the farm bill that pertains to us. There are lots of other things. There's funding for research. There's the different food programs, the nutrition programs, and those are all very important. But what we are really focused on farmers and Iowa are those risk protections.
All right. And you said that in that meeting, you've got kind of a spreadsheet and a system to help people look at some of the numbers and decide which one of those programs would be best for them, correct?
Right. We'll put in our numbers. I'll ask the audience, you know, give me a number. We'll put it in, and then they can have access to that spreadsheet. It's on our website, Ag Decision Maker. So if you're not able to come to a meeting, you can go ahead and go on to our website, put those numbers in, put your own numbers in, see what might trigger a payout, what might not trigger a payout. We're going to talk a little bit about cost of production, just to see what we might think our expenses are going to be for the year and get an idea of that before we put the crop in the ground. We'll talk about those different insurance options, the basic crop insurance, and then there's some specialty add-ons. And then if there's interest, we'll also talk about some of the livestock risk management tools that are in the Farm Bill, as well as things for organic and specialty growers.
All right. Is there anything else kind of going on in the meeting that we haven't covered yet that you want to make sure people know is going to be going on there?
Well, the most important thing, that even if you don't come to my meeting, is that you do need to go into your USDA FSA office and you need to make those elections before March 15th. I'd love to have you come and chat and share your thoughts, and I'd love to talk to people about what they're thinking their cost of production is, but even if you don't want to come in for our meeting, you absolutely do need to get a hold of the FSA office. Because of COVID, they have made it so much easier, where we used to all have to go in there and we'd stand in line and wait for hours to work on our paperwork. Now you can get it emailed. They're going to contact you. But that needs to be done by March 15th. That doesn't mean you need to wait till March 15th. They'd be more than happy to have you come in or talk to them today. And then if you decide, if the markets just drastically change and you have chosen ARC and you think PLC would be better, it's okay to make a change by March 15th, but you're stuck with what you've chosen after March 15th.
All right. Thank you very much, Alexis.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.